Dave Carter, I'm the executive director of the National Bison Association.
Tell me about bison and why people should get in the business of raising them.
Well, the main reason people ought to look at getting in the business is that consumers have discovered bison in a big way. You know, for years we've talked about the health benefits of bison, we've talked about the fact that it's an all-natural, it's a sustainable meat, and we've told folks that it's great tasting meat. For a long time, they believed us on those first two things, but they were suspicious about the taste. Well, once they've taken their first taste, they're saying, wow, this really is great tasting. Where can I find some more? And now we can't keep up with the market. It's a very profitable market to be in. The benchmark of our business is probably a two-year-old bull that you would take in to be processed. You'd end up with about a 600-pound carcass. And according to the USDA, that's running about $392 a pound on that carcass right now. So it is a profitable business.
This has to be a challenging year for bison producers as well as it has been for cattle producers. Drought, no grass, what's going on?
It's a very, very challenging year for anybody that's in the livestock business. One of the things that we do find, and it's one of the things we describe as the bison advantage, is these animals have weathered droughts for tens of thousands of years. And so they have a biology that tends to naturally adapt. Their metabolism kind of gears down. They don't consume as much feed. Yes, they have to have more than dirt and rocks to eat. You know, that's the issue. But we find that they do weather the drought better than a lot of other areas of livestock.
So what are the advantages of being in the bison business versus the cattle business?
Well, there are several things we describe as the bison advantage. Number one is the strong market that we have right now and the fact that we're building this market based on the meat sales. But when you think about building your herd, it's a relatively low investment area of agriculture. You don't have to have heavier fences than you would with cattle. As long as you got good pasture, water, and the right social mixture, you're fine. You do have to have good handling facilities, but you don't have to worry about building a barn or loafing sheds. These animals don't want to be inside. But then you start thinking about the long term. That bison heifer, she's not going to give you her first calf until she's 3 years old. So you're going to lose a year on that front end. But over the course of her life, she'll give you about twice as many calves because they're long-lived animals. When one of those blizzards comes through, likes to come through this time of year, if you're in the cattle business, you better be up early the next morning getting some feed out to those animals. If you're in the bison business, stay inside, enjoy some coffee. Those animals have been through blizzards for tens of thousands of years. Again, during calving season, you're not going to be out there pulling calves. Bison tend to give about a 40 to 45 pound calf. Mom doesn't want you anywhere around her. She'll do just fine. So there are a lot of things that we call the bison advantage. The main thing is the people involved in the business are great folks and they love to welcome newcomers.
That's nice, but there's got to be an answer, a difference. What is it that makes this meat so much in demand? People don't usually pay $10 a pound for hamburger. Why would they do it for bison?
Well, I think that there's a number of factors. Number one, it is a great tasting meat. It's a little bit like beef, just a little bit sweeter. But people love the fact that they can enjoy the meat and it's very low in calories, it's very high in protein, it's very high in iron. It's been listed as one of the foods that women ought to eat. And they love the fact that it's an all-natural meat. It's illegal to use growth hormones in bison. We don't use antibiotics in the animals. They're in the environment that they were meant to be in. And so customers like to know that they're, you know, eating an all-natural meat that tastes great. And we've liked to tell folks that the best way to save bison is to eat it. The more the consumers eat it, the more incentive there is for ranchers to bring this animal back to the pastures. So we'd love to reach out and visit with producers. Anyone that's interested in information can get a hold of us. Our website is bisoncentral.com. You can go on there. We'll connect you with a producer in your area that you can visit with. But we've also got some great resources that we can send out to you as well.
And was I accurate on that price? Because I've heard that about hamburger.
That's right. In the retail stores right now, a lot of the ground bison is going close to $10 a pound. And, you know, a lot of what we found is the price started to go up when the demand started to go up. A lot of the big pushback we were getting was from the retailers who were saying, our customers won't pay this. What we found is, no, people are willing to pay a premium because they love this meat, they love the way it's raised, and they love that connection with this animal that's been around this part of the world for tens of thousands of years.